Hey, it's your Dummy Master, Tristan, and I would like to thank our sponsor, Dubby Energy. Dubby Energy is a growing and flourishing energy drink powder, actually developing a clean energy formula that is free from fillers, maltodextrin, and artificial colorings, so everyone can enjoy. In addition, Dubby is a sugar-free and zero-calorie. Using a coffee fruit extract blend gives a much healthier, jitterless, and no-crash effect from drinking Dubby. There are many flavors, and each one sounds amazing. I just got my order of Dragonade today and a mystery flavor. The Dragonade is dragon fruit and pink strawberry lemonade. Yummy, yummy. I am so excited to try them out. Our referral link for Dubby Energy will be in the description, along with our discount code for a 10% off. Dummies with Dice is the discount code. Thank you, Dubby Energy. Viewer warning, use of violence, profanity, rude humor, and the portrayal of drug and alcohol use. Welcome to Dummies with Dice, a Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast that follows four not-so-average dummies of our world that get caught up in a magical storm and are transported to the world of Dungeons & Dragons, where they must survive and try to find a way back home. Fuck yeah, dude, I wrote it without reading it.
Eat my butt.
Eat my butt, motherfucker.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey guys, it's Ryan, R1. I'm playing as Archie Ortiz, the 76-year-old MMA gym owner. He's also the monk of the group. Fun fact about Archie, he hates the WWE.
What?
It's all MMA.
Yeah, Nate here. My character's Duke Crystal. He's a 32-year-old drug-addicted level 4 barbarian of the group. Fun fact about Duke, he likes Pepsi.
Hi, I'm Kelly Lee, and I play Miss Muffin. She's a crazy cat lady rogue. 20th fun fact, yo. Miss Muffin's in love with Steven Tyler.
Ew, he's so ugly.
Dude looks like a lady.
Dude looks like a lady. Wow. Wait, we're going to get sued. go ahead.
Hey everybody, Ryan Tucker here, R2. Here I play as Fleastick Sock Jelly. I'm the Hobo Trashmaster Cleric of the God Rumpke. I am the MacGyver of all things trash and garbage. Fun fact, Fleastick's favorite condom brand is Hefty.
Oh my god.
Hefty trash. No. The only thing that can contain that sucker. That's why his sock's full of jelly.
Yeah.
That's
wild.
My name is Tristan Hayes, and I...
That's so gross.
My name is Tristan Hayes, and I am the Dummy Master. And my fun fact is that the Snickers was not always called the Snickers, and it was originally named the Marathon. It was called the Marathon. I guess they changed it, named after the Mars Candy Company.
I think I've heard of the Marathon bar.
Yeah. So it used to be sold as, like, in UK, I guess, when it was first around, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, Marathon gas station suit.
Yeah, so nice. Marathon, like, no! Yeah. where we left off, you guys had figured out who Prisoner 13 was, and you had did some snooping and some talking and got caught a little bit. And then where we left off before it ended was a guard coming to Archie and telling him that they need to stop asking questions about Prisoner 13 and that he was sent there by her. She's going to...
Hamburglar.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Hamburglar, not Archie. Incognito. And that she will literally make this dude's head explode if he did not tell you to stop. So,
boom, boom, boom.
The night has kind of come to an end, and everyone has kind of gone to bed and laid down for your first night of guard dutying and breaking into this prison. So what would you guys like to do as, like, night falls and guards are sleeping? There's a few taking their shifts. Actually, I need to roll something. Okay. So, yeah, there's some guards taking their shifts. So, what would you guys like to do? Anything special, or would you like to just sleep through the night?
Do they already know?
If you came back and told them about what happened, and you guys kind of collected up through the day and figured out, finished out the night, and it's now nightfall.
of your first night.
Well, okay. I think I might do a little bumpy bump on my speed bag here.
Okay, gonna bump out the gooch pouch.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the darkness.
So I'm gonna roll something neat.
Not doing much now.
Okay, I know. I was just rolling something. So yeah, you can do that if you would like to take a bumpski. Are you trying to like stay up all night long, or like what are you doing here?
Yeah, just give me another, like, you know, 8 to 12.
My name is Jeff.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you can do that.
I'll then begin cleaning everyone's armor and weapons that they've hung next to their bunks while they're sleeping.
Okay, give me a dexterity sleight of hand check.
Alright. An eight.
Okay. Yes. So yeah, you're cleaning really fast. Like really, 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 really fast. And you're thinking you're doing a really good job. And it all looks really good and it's awesome. So you're doing all of that. And you're cleaning everybody's stuff through the night.
Wait, so, yeah. Did you just say I think?
Yeah.
I'm doing a good job?
Yeah, you think you're doing a pretty good job.
Methods do a good job.
No, they roll an eight. So, yeah, you clean up some stuff. So, yeah, is there anything else you'd like to do through night as you're cleaning and stuff?
All over.
More cleaning.
More cleaning, yeah. So you just clean through the whole night, yeah.
Right.
Everybody's sleeping and they're just hearing like... Just like shuffling and rattling around. So anything, you guys want to do anything else, I'm assuming? Anything? You guys are just going to sleep through the night while Duke, or sorry, while, the fuck is your name? My name is Jeff, cleans through the night.
Yes.
Anything else? You can't sleep through the night if you don't want to do anything else. We can just progress through to the day two.
Yeah, I don't want to raise suspicion.
Yeah.
All right, Kelly, would you like to do anything?
Am I in the same sleeping quarters as
No,
them?
You are not in, like, the barracks with them. You're in, like...
Am I in a room with anybody?
Yeah, you're in a room with just, like, all the cooks and stuff. Like,
I'm
all
going
the workers.
To lay there and look like I'm lavishly sleeping, but in reality, I'm actually listening in on their conversations.
Listening in on their conversations?
Yeah.
Okay, give me a performance check. Yeah, I don't think we've ever done a performance check for you, really.
Trash.
3 plus 5, 8.
Okay, so yeah, you're trying to pretend that you're sleeping, and like you're laying there, and you're like, you're doing a really good job. You're doing a really good job, and then you're asleep. you did not do a good job pretending.
You did a really good job.
You actually fell asleep and didn't hear anything.
Yes.
So, yeah, that happens.
Expert at pretending to be asleep.
Yeah, so the night falls and it progresses through the night and morning comes and the guards are, you guys are sleeping in your beds and Duke's, what are you doing, Duke? Because I'm assuming you didn't sleep through the night.
No.
Yeah, so
was
you
was everything in the entire barracks clean?
You guys kind of wake up and you look at your weapons and stuff. They look like they're rubbed down, but not exactly clean.
Well,
it's like they were like rubbed, but not like there's no like like oils or like anything like put on them. It's just like
smeared.
Yeah,
marks.
Just like rub marks all over it. So yeah, it looks like someone attempted to clean everything.
All right, decent enough. Just the second night of rubbing, and it'll probably be clean.
Second night of rubbing. If rubbing it once doesn't work, rub it again.
It's called a dry polish.
I don't say anything. They wouldn't understand it even if I did.
I think they know.
So Eula Dargaria walks in and she goes, okay, first guards, you're up for your shift. Get out, get around. And then she looks to you guys and like she sees your eyes. My name is Jeff. And she goes, my name is Jeff. Did you sleep all right?
My name is Jeff.
She goes, there was more emotion in that one. My name is Jeff. I'm keeping my eye on you. And then kind of looks at the rest of you and she goes, so we're going to get the first shift going and in a couple hours. You guys will take over. So get your stuff ready, get your gear together and get ready for your shifts coming up. And she kind of walks out and salutes at y'all. My name is Jeff.
My name is Jeff.
All right. Is there anything you want to prepare with your gear while you're getting ready? Anything special you want to do to prepare for the day? No, if there's anything secret or anything special you got.
Not yet.
Okay, not yet? All right. Sally, sous chef, Sue.
Yee.
You're awaking in your chamber.
Sassy.
Sally. Sassy sous chef Sue. You awake and Chef Tiny Tulane standing over you, and he goes, "Come on, sous chef Sue. We got cooking breakfast to do. You were good at eggs. Let's do that again." And
then
pulls you up out of it. He goes, "That's the spirit." And kind of pulls you up out of the bed and gets you ready, and you guys can start cooking breakfast. Is there anything special you're going to do with this? Breakfast cooking? Anything you want to do, or you're just going to cook your eggs up and get them ready?
I'm just going to do it again, normal style. Please him.
Okay, give me the dexterity check. Sleight of hand. Hop
to it. Spit right in the eggs. Spit on them eggs.
Ten. Okay, so yeah, you crack these ones open and kind of split them in, but you start spilling some of the eggs and stuff. And he goes, "Sous chef, you are not doing as good as first day. Second day jitters." And then kind of like you continue cooking, and you kind of continue making your eggs and scramble them all up and start to get ready to produce breakfast. So as the early shift finishes, you guys are able to take your turn, you three guards, as your shift to start walking around. So you're taking your patrol, and what would you like to do
on your patrols? I would like to map all the cameras out.
Map any surveillance spots? Okay, give me a perception check.
Smart
indeed.
That's very Mort of you. Mort, come on over there.
18 plus 4.
Damn. Okay, yeah, you are able to kind of effectively mark where all of the cameras are, and I'm going to mark where they are at right quick. I mean, necessarily cameras, but
little drawers.
Fantasy version cameras. Yes, there's little goblins in all the corners that just go, "Hey! Hey! there's a guy over here!" So, yeah, we'll see that.
The Philippines.
I think he said that guy is queer.
So on the map here, I'll put where they've got cameras.
I just pictured a whole chain of goblins, like, "Hey, hey, hey."
Kind of watching this. Yeah, they're just like yelling to each other, "Guy over here."
Okay. So do we know how the cells work? Like how to get in and out of the cells?
You would assume.
The surveillance.
Yeah, that there is the surveillance room in the center where you kind of go through to get into the cells is where you
go. Which Fleestalk now knows where it is?
Yes, he knows where all the cameras are because that was a very good roll. So you do know where all the surveillance goblins are in all the corners.
And it's a Fleestalk.
Fleestalk.
It's stuck in
it. Okay, I don't even know your new name now.
I just combined it.
That's what they call
Stock. The Zohan. Huh? Yeah, you are able to map out all of the surveillance goblins for the area.
You know, Fleestick Stock and his company is called Fleestalk.
Fleestalk. Okay, so.
He was just talking about how his Fleestalk was going.
Yeah, his Fleestalk was going. It's up today. it's hefty.
It's hefty.
So you are able to take stock of all the surveillance goblins. I got them marked on the map for you. And the center, you kind of know where the surveillance control room is based off your role and following all the surveillance things. So you got a good idea of what that is and where to go inside there.
Very nice.
So that was a good use of your patrolman turn. Anyone else want to do anything?
During my patrol, as I go by the hospital room, I'll stop in.
Hospital room?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, you're going to just kind of peep in there and talk and see what's up, or?
I'm going to go in, and obviously I'm going to say, "My name is Jeff."
Yeah, of course.
But I'm going to, like, motion sleeping, and then move my head left and right, like, no, you know.
You
like,
know, no, okay, sleep. Yeah, so, let me see, let me roll something. How would you do this? Performance. Give me a performance to see if you can do that.
Crit fail.
Crit fail?
Yes.
Okay, so she goes, oh, he goes, oh, you're having trouble sleeping. She goes, here, and, like, pulls you over, and, like, instantly, before you even know it, like, the rapid movements of this nurse, she just, like, puts some pills in your mouth and, like, drops them back, and you're like, oh, gulp. Like, swallow down some of these pills.
Oh, no.
She goes, that'll help you sleep, honey. That's bad. As she's doing this, you do see that she kind of heads to a medical cabinet on the wall and puts the pills back in there. So you do see a medical cabinet on the wall inside there. And then as you're kind of dozing off, you just see a dozen of these little beds in this room. And that's all there really is in this room is a dozen beds. And then you see this medical wall and a nurse. So as you doze off, make me a constitution saving throw, actually. Right. See if you can kind of withstand the sleeping pills is a full fucking action.
Even how long do I have before they dissolve and take effect?
I'd say you got a very short time based off of crit fail of not being able to block them or anything. So probably about an hour.
Do I have time to get to the lavatories?
Yeah, I'd say so. You probably got about an hour, depending on your con save. Give me a con save, then we'll see.
Nine?
You got about an hour, maybe.
Okay. Well, I go straight to the bathroom or wherever, lavatories. Whatever you call it.
Toiletries.
And gag.
Yeah, you can instantly throw up. Try and throw up. Okay, what would that be, a con save that you want to fail again?
No, I think it'd be I'd have to have the constitution to make myself throw up.
Okay, sure. Make me a success, probably. Check of some sort.
18.
Oh, sure. Shit. Yeah. You have control over your body that you're able to make yourself throw up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you throw up. And now there's a pile. Did you throw this up in like a outhouse toilet hole into the ground that goes off the cliff, or?
Well, I mean,
on the ground.
If it was too deep of a hole, I don't really want to have to climb in the fucking. So no, I would have done it out behind it maybe for some privacy.
All right. Throw up on the ground. Now what would you like to do?
I'd find the pills.
I figured. Okay. Give me an investigation. It says you rummage through your own vomit.
I would hope that they would be pretty, like, identifiable, but maybe not.
Yeah.
What was I rolling for?
Investigation.
Investigation. Three.
Three. Oh, okay, yeah, you get the pills out, but they are so gross and, like, caked with, like, vomit all around them, but you got them, so...
I spit on them and clean them.
Okay, you wipe them off. They still smell like vomit.
That's fine.
Okay, good. You got some sleeping.
Dry them off from my pocket.
You got some sleeping pills that smell like absolute rancid vomit, just like emanating from it. And you shove them in your pocket.
You just take them out of the cabin.
Just put it in food with garlic.
No.
Okay.
Mashed potatoes.
Effective. It was not effective, and then it was effective. Turn. Okay. Marchie, is there anything you'd like to do this round?
Chaos.
Gosh.
Jeez, just for some pills.
Man, I don't know. Let's see.
I guess since I made these surveillance goblins now, you could technically just kill a goblin.
Yes.
We like taking out the camera.
How is it when you say turn the camera off? Do we just like turn their brain off?
That's
like,
what it is. You make them blind.
Or is it like we just like move a sheet of paper in front of their face that looks like the area they're watching?
It's magic cloth that covers their. It's magic cloth that covers their eyes.
I do have the invisible ink pen.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know how that would help. But...
I don't really know what else I need to do.
This muffin, I can give you my poison lipstick and just go make out with all the goblins.
I guess we could say I passed the pills to him, you know, like
to Archie
as we pass by.
Okay.
On our patrol.
Then both of you, or no, Archie, give me a sleight of hand check. See if you can.
I would imagine we do it in an area where we're not surrounded.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Sure, what do you mean?
It depends on all my rolls that I've been doing.
11 plus 6, so 17.
11 plus 6, 17? Okay, yeah, you are effectively able to snack them off.
That's a lot of movement for that. Yeah. I've just been like,
so you're like handed off perfectly.
Okay.
And you got them. So.
Alrighty, well then I'm going to go down to the kitchen to get some more eggs this morning.
Get some more eggs? Well, she's about to bring them out for breakfast. So.
Oh, shit.
As you start.
I gotta wait till we get back.
Yeah, as you start walking towards the kitchen, you see her walk past you with eggs and starts walking towards the thing. So.
Whips? I'll go later.
So, yeah, Miss Muffin. Sassy Sue Chef Sue. You are delivering eggs and passing your friends once again.
I told no one that I bought those.
Yes, no one knows. He's just, yeah, and you hand them to, you just smell them like emanating off of your pocket when you get a hold of them, aren't you?
Yummy.
But Sassy Sue Chef Sue, you are, yeah. Worst is a sour sauce. Your turn. What do you do as you deliver these eggs? Are you going to?
I'm going to regularly deliver these eggs, and I'm going to get up to 13, and I'm going to give her a look down to see if she's the type of person that likes to be flattered.
Give me insight?
She's not.
Give me the insight to see if she's the type of person to be flattered?
Prison time made her a little swingish.
10.
10?
Just choose one spot. Nice
rack. Yeah, you don't really get much. Nice rack. You don't really get much from her reading. She's putting off a pretty bland emotional state, just kind of staring at the wall behind her.
She doesn't even notice me giving her eggs.
No, she don't acknowledge.
She doesn't even care about what happened yesterday. Yes.
What happened yesterday? I don't
remember. She asked her if she was 13 and she was like, you mean my cell number? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, cell number, and then this is my age, and, yeah, okay, not my age.
Calls her bitch.
Yeah, yeah, she don't say anything. She don't acknowledge you.
All right, I slide her eggs into her cell there, and I'm just like, hey, girl, I love you. I wish we could be best friends, and I run away.
I didn't like your wording on that. I slide her eggs into her.
You say that, and as you say that, you see this like blue on her arm just kind of glow real bright, and this guard kind of starts walking towards you, and you see his head just kind of explode and pop, and like blood flings all over you. She kind of whispers over her shoulder. She said, I said to stop fucking talking to me, and I know they told you, so stop fucking talking to me.
Oh.
And that car just kind of falls on the ground, and then you see, you hear surveillance goblins in all the corners go, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. Oh, shit. And then you see like a bunch of guards come like running up, and they come up to you, Sassy Sue Chef Sue, and they go, what did you do? What happened? What did you do to him?
I didn't do that to him.
Is that your argument?
Yeah, like, what do you mean? I didn't do that. Roll persuasion. I'm just delivering eggs, so I don't know.
With advantage, because you are delivering eggs.
19 plus 5, but with advantage, I don't know if I can get a 20 now, so it's 19 plus 5.
Yeah, so you effectively, you tell them that, and they go, well, then what happened? What happened to him?
I don't know how to explain what happened to him. His head just exploded.
And they kind of all look around and they go like, oh, his head just exploded?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then they just kind of pick his body up and start dragging him off towards the way. And then you see him walk by one of the surveillance goblins. He goes, it's false alarm. It false alarm. It's 13. And then they kind of walk away. And the surveillance goblins all like calm down. And they go, it's okay.
Leave me standing here.
Yeah, so you're still standing there covered in blood.
I'm going to go back to my job.
Well, time to go back to my job. Covered in blood, still delivering the eggs. Okay, so yeah, that happens. But you deliver your eggs through the rest of your shift and take your stuff back to the kitchen. What would you guys like to do? As you guys are kind of in between your shift and you're in between your shift in the kitchen doing dishes and stuff, cleaning up from breakfast.
And myself.
And yourself. Yeah, so what would you guys like to do?
I sleep tonight.
You sleep tonight. Yeah, I should. Or a nurse lady's gonna just fucking force you to sleep.
Jab in the neck.
Luckily, she just fast pills in your mouth. Fast pill in your mouth.
Like I was a puppy.
Yep. Down the throat, just walk.
Can I observe everything that happens on guard change or shift change?
On shift change, as like they come in for night. Or what?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, you can take a, give me a perception check to see, like, what's going on as their shift changes and stuff.
6.
6? you see some guards kind of come in, and then when you look up to see what they're doing, they're already outside. they're moving on.
So quick.
10.
You
sound
bad.
So Duke's gonna sleep, or
and then Jeff.
And then Jeff. Archie, you wanna do anything? I mean, fuck, Hamburglar. You wanna do anything for the night? He's gonna wait it out, and then
probably wait it out.
Wait it out. Okay, so yeah, our night progresses. Nothing really of importance happens. Guards keep moving through. Suspicions are high. Intense is, you know, everybody's on high alert, doing, you know, what they can, especially people's heads exploding in front of people. But the night progresses through and morning comes, and the same routine happens again, as if it's just a normal routine of each day. She comes in and tells you guys good morning, checks your stuff, and then tells you all to get ready for your shifts and stuff. So they send out the early morning shift, and you guys are getting your gear together to prepare for the next shift, which I know you have your sleeping pills. So how's this plan working?
Probably with your who's wait taking them? Until you take get them? Back and then go down to the kitchen, get some breakfast, and slip them to
after they're done. Okay.
Sous chef.
Okay, so Hamburglar is taking the pills with him, and you guys kind of get your stuff together. And Kelly, you are doing your normal routine of the morning. Sassy sous chef Sue, making your eggs and stuff. So give me your another dexterity check. Sleight of hand.
Twelve.
Okay, these eggs are still pretty good, and your Chef Tidy is pretty impressed. So you're good and go. It's becoming a normal routine and flow of the day. So yeah, you guys are getting prepared for your shift, and you start to head out as the shift changes. Would you like to make another perception check to see how the shift changes when these guards come back in to take over?
Yeah.
When you take over for them, go for it.
That'd be 10.
10.
Yep.
You kind of notice them, most of them kind of tiredly just kind of rush in and kind of throw their stuff down, not really caringly, just kind of lay their equipment down and then just kind of lay down and go to bed. But that's all you're really seeing. You guys make your way through your patrol. Are you going to patrol as normal? Is there anything special you'd like to do? We're just doing like a pass time till it's time to get to your actual plan, or you want to do anything special? For extra preparation. Because you know the time is coming. This is your second day here, and you have 5 days.
Do we got to figure out how...
So 3 days left.
Wait, we don't actually plan to take her to the hospital, do we? We're just going straight for the elevator?
I don't know. Hopefully. I think you plan to take her to the hospital and then kind of break out of the hospital. That was your plan, to get her to the hospital from...
To get her out, so they'll take her to the hospital.
So I got a question. It's up to you guys how you do that.
This vault you're talking about, do we need a key or special info to get into? That's not the armory, right?
No, that's not here.
Okay.
This is a whole different section that they just need her to get to this vault.
So she
hid everything from them in this vault.
So you're saying during my patrol, I could possibly open the armory door and take a little look-see-loo inside?
You could try, yeah. You do have your thing, your ability to unlock doors and such, but there's always a case of if there's guards... and such, too. So, that all is depending, and I will be rolling for that stuff.
I'm sure there's a camera dude watching, too.
I marked all the surveillance. Goblins. The green marks on the map are surveillance. Goblins.
I'll have to update the map. One second.
Huh?
Is there one in the kitchen?
There is not, but there is one watching the entrance to the kitchen.
How far in does it go?
It holds like it's a goblin hanging from the ceiling, so he just kind of is in that 360 of that hallway, watching the doorway and...
So he can't see me in my little cooking area?
No, he cannot.
Alright. So there really isn't any surveillance near...
Who is right by the vault?
This, no, near her cell.
No, not really.
Well,
kind of.
It's
watching that whole left and right side of the cells, yeah. Indeed. So as you guys kind of are patrolling around and making your way, was there something, what were you guys wanting to do? Was one of you wanting to do something? I forgot because we...
I was curious about the vault, but might not be doing that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you guys can just pass through, let the patrol happen, and then wait for when Hamburglar wants to give the slip to Sassy Sous Chef Soup.
Sassy.
Is that what you like to do?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, you patrol as normal. And, you shift change, and You do your breakfast routine and pass out your eggs. Anything special you like to do? You like to just get her going.
I'm going to walk past her cell, pass her eggs, and keep on walking.
Keep on walking? Yeah. As you walk by, you don't see any movement or any shift change from her. So yeah, you go through and you pass out your eggs. And you roll something. Okay. So as you're walking, a guard walks up to you. And he goes, hey, what did... He goes, you're new here, aren't you?
Yeah.
he goes, so how'd you get this job?
I was given it.
No. You were given it. Huh. That's just weird. It's just weird. Most of us are specially selected to get these jobs for the Lord's Alliance. And he goes, you don't look like you're from around here. So he's like, I'm just wondering how you got this job.
So I can't be specially selected because I look different than you? That's rude.
Yeah, he goes, that is weird. It is very weird. Make me a deception check, Kelly. Well, I guess that's already set.
Deception. 18 plus 5.
You successfully deceive your way through this conversation and progress your way through delivering your eggs and moving on back to the kitchen to do your dishes and clean up. And
yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, the shift change in between moments. So phase, in between shift change phase, spy network. Go ahead. What do you guys want to do?
I'm hungry, so I'm gonna go on down to the kitchen to get some breakfast.
I'm awfully hungry. Okay. Make your way to the kitchen and give me a dexterity check. Acrobatics, if you want. What was that? A natural one?
Yeah.
Plus 4, so 5.
Plus 4, so 5? Okay, so nat 1 plus 4. So yeah, you are kind of just making your way down this hall as kind of shifts are kind of moving through and stuff, but you don't make it quite fast enough to the entrance of the kitchen, and a bunch of guards kind of walk around the corner, and they go, whoa, what are you doing there? What are you doing? Why are you heading this way?
I'm going to get some food.
Did you mark the sign-out sheet?
Yep.
He goes, all right. Well, let's we'll check that out when we get back there. But you better make sure you mark that sign-out sheet. He goes, because that shit's serious around here, buddy. And like all the guards around him are like, like laughing to each other. And he goes, but you know, we'll keep our eye on you and watch your back. And then they all kind of just walk past you and like shoulder shrug you and keep walking. But yeah, you can make your way to the kitchen if you like. Do you cheese? yeah, and you enter the kitchen, and you see a...
Sup. Sassy sous chef sous.
Sup.
Yeah.
So what would you like to do?
Like some breakfast, mofo.
You gonna make him some eggs?
Whip him up some 13 eggs.
Some 13
That's
eggs?
That's what he likes.
Oh, God. Jesus. That's a lot of eggs for a man.
And I you got 13 protein, you eggs.
You gonna give her the pills?
And as she does all that and is going to hand it to me, I'm going to look around, make sure there's nobody there.
Sleight of hand.
And try to, yeah.
All right, give me a sleight of hand check.
19 plus 8.
Wow, 12.
So I saved our asses.
Okay, so yeah, you go to hand it to him and you start to drop it and she reaches her hand out and grabs it real quick and sees what you're doing and kind of slips it down into your pocket and you got the sleeping pills.
Yeah.
And hand him his eggs. You walk on. Luckily, nobody was watching you this time. Yeah, so you've got your deals. You've got your stuff situated, and you're heading back for the night to fall and continue on through the night. What do you guys want to do as night starts to peek around the corner?
What day is it now? Like third day?
This is the end of day 2, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. So this next day will be 3.
Normal sleep night.
Okay. You sleep through the night peacefully. What? Morning shift. Normal routine. She comes in. Good morning. They're doing like that SpongeBob montage. Serving it up Gary's way. yeah, you guys kind of do your things, get your gear ready, and you're ready for your shift. What would you guys like to do as you progress through your shift? Anything special this time around, or do you have to wait because you don't have any the pills? You got to wait on
the eggs.
Okay, so you guys progress through your thing. You roll something, okay? Nothing happens to you guys. You're okay. Yay. And you kind of go back through your patrol and make your way through. And we go to Sassy Sue Chef Sue. As you're making your eggs with Chef Tiny Tulane over your shoulder, kind of watching you make your eggs. So how would you like to do this?
So he's always just standing
He's just kind of standing over, like, watching you, like, make your eggs and kind of looking around, helping, doing stuff. But, yes. He's not, like, he's not standing over your shoulder, okay, like, looking straight down at your food. But he's, like,
do I have a chance to at this? I'm going to wait till he's distracted and he's not looking. And the plate 413, I'm going to pop the pills open and put the powder in the pills.
Okay, give me a
slide. And the eggs.
Give me a stealth check and a sleight of hand check. We're going to do a double check.
Give you a stealth check?
Yes, and a sleight of hand check.
We're fucked.
With advantage?
Stealth check with advantage? You know what? Yeah, sure. Because you are very stealthy and there's no one expecting you to do anything sneaky.
17 plus 6 stealth.
Okay.
What was the other one?
Sleight of hand.
4 plus 8. So
12. To sprinkle the stuff on it. Okay, so yeah, you sprinkle it on there and kind of mix it up, but it's definitely, that's grainy. It's grainy looking on it. But, you definitely sprinkled it across it. So, are you ready to deliver your eggs?
Mix it in.
Mix it in the whole way there.
You should have put it in before you cooked it.
You didn't ask me if wasn't given the opportunity.
Sure, you can.
Okay, that's
how you want to prepare it.
Yeah, that's how I'll prepare it.
That's how you crack the eggs and mix them up.
You prepare it how you want.
So just exit out what you said and start over.
Just erase what happened and talk.
We'll still go with it, whatever.
So when I pull the capsule apart and put the powder in the eggs, I beat it up and then I fry them up, plate it.
Okay, then, well, you gave me a stealth check. You did all of it. You did it all. You got it. So you can take your eggs to them all and to Prisoner 13 and
deliver.
Yeah.
The sweet, the goods.
I'm going to nonchalantly, just like I did the day before, walk by and give her eggs and walk away.
Okay. Yeah.
Sneaky.
You got lucky. You got lucky, boss. She doesn't smell anything weird. She eats her eggs as normal, kind of munches them down and does her normal thing. And she doesn't notice anything of significance to the eggs. And just eats them as normal.
Good.
You progress through your delivering of the eggs in the morning and go on through the night and continue on to your all's shift changes and stuff. So what would you like to do as you're in between the night shift change?
How long do those pills last?
Like, they will take about an hour for her to kick in, so...
And then how long?
How long will she stay asleep?
Yeah.
I guess we'll do
probably should have asked this question.
8 to 10.
We gave her two of them.
So she rolled pretty good on her con save, but she will stay. She'll stay asleep for at least a good couple hours. You know what I mean? Like you'll be able to get her out of the building without her waking up mid get out. So, yeah, you gave her the food and stuff, and it's been a good little bit. You guys are waiting for her to do her thing. So now, what would you like to do?
We're going to be off shift when we're trying to get her out. This is
yes. Fuck. Yes, you will. I was kind of waiting for someone to pick up on that, but because you did just give her the pills and now she's digesting them and you're off shift. So there's plenty of ways around. I mean, you could try anything.
I mean, if the other guards get her out and take her to the hospital to see what's going on, then we can go over there after they drop her off and try to sneak around.
Try and sneak through there. Could. You could. This is you conversing inside of your, inside of the barracks waiting. There's also a couple guards kind of hanging out in the room and stuff, sleeping, waiting for their next shift to come on. So.
I guess one of us could go to the surveillance for anyone pointing out that she's unconscious. Just like, we're just checking stuff out.
Yeah, good.
They might let that slide since it's in the same, like...
Yeah.
Not really leaving the barracks by much.
You could.
I'll try.
Are you gonna go to the surveillance command room thing and just point out the camera and say, "Hey, that bitch is asleep."
No, I'm just gonna kind of I'm not gonna immediately go straight to that camera, but I'm gonna kind of scan and be looking at the like a guard would, just check out the cameras.
So, Okay, so this is a hexagonal room, and it's the base of the prison's central tower. A spiral staircase rises to the tower's upper levels. Several guards watch through the arrow slits, observing the cells, while one sits at a metal desk and console with a myriad of switches and dials and brass tube with a funnel-like flare. So, there are guards kind of looking through arrow slits inside there. And as you walk into this, like, surveillance room, you see a couple guards looking through slits of arrows and observing cells along with the surveillance goblins on the outside. And one man sitting at a desk with all kinds of switches and dials and whatnot.
I guess I'll walk a loop behind them looking over the slits, you know what I mean? As yeah. I walk by.
Okay.
Just doing a looksy-loo and whatever. I would imagine that she probably didn't have time to, like, get in bed and get
real comfy. Yeah, let me roll that real quick.
I don't know if she passed out, like, standing, or if she, like, oh, let me casually get
in bed and get blankies and... Based off this dex save I just made for her, she's, like, when you're looking through the slit and you get to where a prisoner, you can see her cell. All you see is her face leaned against the front of, like, the... door to it, and like her legs just like up behind her, like she's just like full face into the thing based off her deck save that she made. So, yeah, so it looks off,
yeah,
to say the least.
So, essentially, when I get by the window and I see her like that through one of them, I'm gonna kind of be like, my name's Jeff,
okay, so yeah, you do that, and they're like, What? My name's Jeff. What is it? You're very respected. What is it? Well, listen to me. What is it?
And I point through the slit
at Timmy's stuck in a well.
Yeah, I point down the slit there at her cell. And,
yeah.
Yeah, hopefully okay, they'll so, see it.
Yeah, they look and they go, oh, you're pointing at 13? What? Oh, shit. Wait a minute. 13? Oh, shoot. Hey, something is wrong with 13. And, like, you see, like, the guards at the arrow slits. They kind of, all the guards kind of run out of the room, and it's just the man sitting at the console and you, and then the guards run out to her cell. And you make me a perception check.
Okay.
With advantage, because you're looking over this console dude, you're, like, behind him.
17 on the first one. 14,
it's a 17. Okay, so 17. You see him reach up, and you know how there's, like, switches on, there's, like, a couple switches to the left, and then there's, like, a dial. You see him pull the far left switch, and then hit the middle dial, and then the cell 13's door, like, unhinges, like, the magic on it kind of turns off.
Okay.
So you see that. What would you like to do as they start to kind of gather her up? You're inside the console room.
I'm gonna just go back to the barracks.
Go back to the barracks? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank God. I really thought you were about to open up every prison cell.
Yeah.
No. I was like, please don't.
Just start pulling levers and twisting knobs. My name's Jeff.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, you head back to the barracks. What would you like to do there?
Mm-mm.
As they're kind of starting to gather her up and take her to the hospital. You got like a good couple, just a few moments before they get her to the hospital. So what would you like to do?
How many is taking her to the hospital?
There was about 3 or 4 guards. There was 4 guards inside there that are gathering her up, taking her to the...
Shit.
They were like with arrow slits at all 4 corners of the console room.
And we got a couple hours, right?
Of her being out, yes. So she'll be in hospital at least for a couple hours while she's unconscious while they figure out what's going on or so.
The hard part, I got a plan.
Yeah.
But it's going to leave pretty much everyone... Well, I could maybe slip the info to them too, but... Old sous chef's going to be left completely in the dark as the whole operation goes down.
Well, what's your plan?
Well, we can work. I was planning on maybe going down there and getting the guards' attention next to the hospital since I'm so well respected.
Yeah,
maybe getting them into the guard room.
And across then the room, yeah.
Once they're all in there, I'll kind of say my goodbyes. It'll sound like goodbye, but it'll really just be my name's Jeff. And as I go out the door, I'll lock it.
Okay.
And then I'll go in and I'll probably knock out the nurse that's in there, the doctor, and have to scoop
over. So if but you're going to...
It'll be a run for the hills.
So if you're going to do that, these two
that's
could
just an
go
idea. It's not
for sous chef.
They could, but they got a
and
lot
then you
more...
you all have to meet up.
They got a lot more like... Oh, shit.
Yes.
Goodbye.
So. Yeah.
Well, it's an idea.
I mean, that's fine. We'll do
what's happening right now.
So, from what the plan is so far, what I'm hearing is, my name is Jeff, is going to go to the hospital to check on 13 and to talk to his guard buddies, because he's so well respected, get them into the guard room across the hall, use the gym to lock the door, while you guys go get Sassy Sous Chef, let her know the plan, and then meet him at the hospital to get her out.
Okay.
But that means you guys have to get by at least one surveillance goblin and possibly some guards to get her out. So you have that to worry about. But that's just your plan.
Quick question. Would I have to worry about the surveillance? Or would it just be guards that would question me being out? Since I'm wearing guard outfit.
Yeah, you're wearing a guard outfit.
I figured the goblins wouldn't
know
individuals. They just know outfits.
It's more so the goblin would be concerned if he sees two guards come in there and just take a kitchen person out as they're all just kind of slinking around the hallways together, not on shift. So
okay, just making sure so I
don't
step out and be like,
yeah. Are there any guard suits laying around? Maybe we could pick her one up.
Make me an investigation check while you're inside
first
the
question,
barracks.
Are there women guards?
Can both of us make an investigation
check? Yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't know. Yeah,
you both can.
I mean, they could be sexist in this place.
I would say there is.
10.
I got 12.
I'll say you find one guard outfit for a really fat dude. So, yeah.
Well,
you do have one, but it may not fit.
We can just tie it back.
Tie the metal armor back. Uniform. It just looks a little baggy. So you can. I'll let you do that, but she will have you guys will have disadvantage on sneaking and charisma checks against other guards.
It's definitely better than
if you want to do that. Yeah.
Just a cook, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's do that then. So you take the guard outfit and you're going to you guys make your way towards the kitchen to go get Sassy Sous Chef, and my name is Jeff. You are making your way to the hospital. So, you enter the hospital, and you see the guards that took 13 in there, and then the nurse is sitting there kind of doing some vital readings on her and stuff, and checking her breathing, and looking in her medicine cabinet to see if anything's missing, like all kinds of stuff. And you kind of enter. What would you like to do?
I say, I'm sure you can guess.
Yes.
My name's Jeff. And I kind of wave him over. And then I start to walk to the guard room. I'm guessing the door's open. The
Okay, yeah. So they kind of look at you and they go, well, we're going to performance. Performance.
Okay.
Because that's kind of not my name is Jeff's way of talking at this point.
Well. Not good. Not good. What's performance even based off of?
I think it's
of?
Charisma.
It says performance.
Four?
Four? Okay, so yeah, you're waving your hands and stuff and they're like, my name is Jeff. Are you okay? Like, are you worried about 13? She's right here. You can see her. It's fine. You can see her. You can come check her out if you want.
And I just say, my name's Jeff. And I keep waving them over and shaking my head.
Okay, roll me one more performance check.
Oh, God, please.
11.
Okay, let me...
I mean, they got to work with me.
Okay.
My name's Jeff.
So, yeah, they go. Oh, he wants us to talk and follow him out there. We respect my name is Jeff. Let's go talk to him. And they kind of walk out the door.
I walk into the guard
they
room.
Yeah, and they start following you in the guard room. They're like, you wanted to talk without 13 here and just because you're worried about her, aren't you? Like,
yeah.
My name's Jeff. Yeah, so they're inside the guard room. And you guys kind of do your little conversation. So as you're talking to them in the guard room, you three you've gathered Sassy Sous Chef. You're in the kitchen with her. You're filling her in on the plan, and you're going to put on a guard uniform. It's for a way too fat person, so.
This fucking thing.
You're going to wear this. So you get in it and tie it off as best you can. So you guys need to make, I will say, give me a stealth check at disadvantage. All
what
of you.
That mean?
Not me, right?
Crit one.
Really?
Yeah. So. Crit fail.
9 plus...
Crit fail.
10.
So I got 13.
Really? Yeah, 10.
Okay, so you guys come walking out of this door, and you're like armor that's way too big fluffing around, and you just kind of fall, and you just see Sassy Sous Chef kind of fall out of the armor uniform completely and roll out into the floor in front of the goblin. She crit failed. And he goes, Oh shit. What is Kitchen doing? Kitchen person doing off shift. Oh shit. And so it kind of yells and does that, and you got probably about a turn of movement. You can do about one thing before guards start coming this way. So you guys need to make me a dexterity check.
All of us? Me too?
Yeah, to run towards the hospital. But guards are on their way towards that goblin, so.
At disadvantage again?
No, because she's already out of the armor. She lost it. Crit fail immediately. She walked out the door.
18 plus 4.
Yeah. Okay, so you two are lagging far behind, and Sassy Sous Chef just down the hallway runs to the hospital door. So as she's almost around the corner, you have a moment before they get to you. My name is Jeff. So what would you like to do with the guards still?
Do we hear the oh shit?
You're hearing a faint oh shit kind of echoing throughout the hallways, yes.
I kind of like turn, like I hear something. I say, "My name's Jeff."
I step out the door,
and as I step out, I use
the lock, the gem lock. Okay, so you kind of do that, and they all look, and they go, "My name is Jeff. What is it?" And the door goes and locks. And they're like, "My name is Jeff." They're like hitting the door, trying to yell your name, but the door is effectively locked because that is your ability. So, yeah. And as that happens, you see Sassy Sous Chef come running around the corner. So, what would you guys like to do? Because you're about to have some guards up on you.
I'm about to run in that hospital room like Bobby Boucher and take out that doctor's goblin.
Okay, give me a strength athletics check.
My name's Jeff!
As you guys kind of run around the corner and there's guards on your tail, so.
Strength athletics. So, 9?
Hey, 9? Okay, so you come running in there to. Hang on, actually. Oh, she rolled bad. So you come running in there, and how do you knock this nurse unconscious?
Just a sprinting elbow to the face.
Elbow to the face. Okay, yeah, she goes across the room, hits the medical cabinet, falls to the ground asleep. And are you going to just snag up 13 and run? You guys getting the fuck out of there?
How long's it been since...
I'd say with all of this happening, it's been probably close to an hour. Because you've been running around to the barracks, back to the barracks. They took your bear. They had to go get Sassy. They had to sneak. You had to talk to them. So you've got about probably 2 hours left of her being unconscious.
Snag some more sleeping.
Oh, you said 3 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's only been about an hour. So she's still got about 2 hours of sleep.
I'm going to pretty much tell them to handle her, you know, whether they're going to tie her up or whatnot. Yeah. And I am raiding the medicine cabinets.
Okay. Okay, roll me a investigation check, just to see how much, because you're going to find them, but how much of what you're finding.
Very nice. Yeah, 15.
15? Okay, yeah, you find a lot of, like, painkillers, sleeping medicine, lots of different bottles of stuff that they've just gathered up here, and you just shove it all into a bag and do their thing.
Yeah, that or my underwear, pants.
So, yeah, underwear, whatever.
Anywhere. Right, so we have handcuffs, right?
Yeah, you would.
So I'm going to use my set of handcuffs to handcuff her hands behind her back, and then someone can use their set of handcuffs for her.
Yeah, for her ankles.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. You guys click her up, and then...
pack her out.
Yeah, so are you guys just going to haul ass now?
You guys
so
just going to over her with the shoulder?
Everybody give me strength, athletics, or dexterity, acrobatics checks as you run.
17, athletics.
17, athletics.
Oh, that's a 7 thing.
I was like, no!
What were the options?
Either dexterity acrobatics or strength athletics.
13 acrobatics.
Okay.
9 strength.
9 strength.
4 plus 6 acrobatics.
Okay. So you roll better than all of the guards chasing you. So you guys effectively haul ass to the elevator, roll your way down, blow back past some guards, shine some light down the way, and you see the ship coming in from the sea, and quickly jump onto the boat, and you have effectively escaped with Prisoner 13 through strategic planning and lots of chaotic rolls and lucky rolls.
Are the guards close enough to hear us?
Yes, they are like right on your tail. right there. Like you're on the boat. Boat. Yeah, they're at the edge of the dock. Like motherfucker.
Like in Game of Thrones.
I'm not Jeff, bitch.
And then you see all of the guards like physically drop to their knees.
My name is Jeff.
as you sail away, and you know that there might be some grudges held by some very upset men who loved a man who they didn't know who he really was.
Never trusted Jeff again.
That's My Name is Jeff sails away.
I deserve it.
This episode of Dummies with Dice features Kelly Lee as Miss Muffin, Nate Chambers as Duke Crystal, Ryan Hart as Archie Ortiz, Ryan Tucker as Flea Stick Sock Jelly, and Tristan Hayes as the DM. The episode is edited and mixed by Tristan Hayes. The artwork for Dummies with Dice, created by Al Sorensen, can be found on Instagram under ARCSI0. The theme song is The Intense Fiddle by Ben Caldera. When it comes to Dummies with Dice, you can find our website on rss.com/podcast/dummieswithdice and on Facebook at Dummies with Dice. Most importantly, join our Patreon at patreon.com/dummieswithdice for free or for $3 monthly to gain access to a Discord and bonus content. Come back in 2 weeks for new episodes of Dummies with Dice.